I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. A celebration of the arts in Marquette County is coming up this weekend in Marquette. We spoke earlier today with Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center to find out more.
This Friday the 15th, it's probably one of the city's, most important events that we do with the Arts and Culture Division for the city, honoring the artists in our community. And these are performing artists, visual artists, literary businesses, the people in our community that really make a difference, integrating arts into what they do, advocating, volunteering, you know, all different ways that they support the arts in our community.
And this has been going on for several years. I mean, this has recognized a lot of the creative folks, not only in the city of Marquette, but around the surrounding community as well.
Right. This is the 19th Annual Arts Awards. And if you go on the city website, you can find a listing of all the people over the years that have been honored. And they're all there, all the people. Some of those people are no longer with us, but they've been honored. And a lot of artists don't live in the city of Marquette, but they contribute to the city of Marquette because there are no municipal boundaries when it comes to the arts. And some of our the best artists have done an amazing job working, living, and teaching here in Marquette.
One of the things that's also interesting about it to me is that it not only recognizes those that are creative individuals in the various disciplines and media, but also supports those or recognizes those who support those artists, whether they're businesses or other organizations.
Yeah, this year the Black Rocks Brewery is receiving Business Honor Roll Award. They've really done an amazing job integrating art, both performing arts, music, the opportunities they have for people to come in and perform, but also within their actual brewery with ceramicist Ryan Dahlman creating all the mugs. I mean, that was, I think, really makes them a unique place to be. And one of the afterglow for the Art Awards, which follows directly after the Art Awards, is at the Landmark, and they also were Business Honor Roll. Also integrating arts into their business. So a lot of businesses that have supported the arts.
And the thing is that this is open for folks to come and attend, and it's going to be a busy evening at the Arts and Culture Center, but give them the details of when the awards are themselves.
So the awards are this Friday, May 15th. A reception begins at 6 o'clock. Wonderful hors d'oeuvres provided by Palladino's Restaurant, the amazing cafe in the lower level of the library. The awards ceremony begins at 7 p.m., till about 8:30, and then an afterglow at the Landmark immediately following.
In the studio with us today is Tina Harris. She is with the City of Marquette, the Arts and Culture Center and the Division, and we're talking about the Arts Awards, which are coming up this Friday evening at the Marquette Arts and Culture Center and at the Peter White Public Library, or in the Peter White Public Library. The awards themselves are happening in the community room, but there's a lot of other things that are happening all around with the galleries and at the Arts Center as well. Tell us what's happening that evening.
Well, this is the 19th year, and traditionally the Arts Awards is in conjunction with the Lake Superior Art Association annual members show. So not only is the Arts Awards happening, but the reception for the annual members show. And I'll tell you, right now the Arts Center is just, what's the word? Art is coming out from the Peter White Public Library. We have amazing art in the main gallery, the LSAA main gallery. We also have an exhibit about Lake Superior Youth Theater in the Small Works Gallery, and they're the first organization to take that gallery on, and it really tells the story of that theater company. We also have Blueberry Festival posters, that the contest for the best
to select
poster.
The poster, yeah.
And you can vote there too. So there's a lot going on. And LSAA is really important because they sponsor the food for this event and are really an equal partner in the Arts Awards. They make it a very special, special night. So it's a real combined effort. And another thing I want to let people know is we've gotten a little fancy with this event. We've really rolled out the red carpet, literally. I got a red carpet. I mean, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Because I want to see Excellent. Walt and Mike walk down the red carpet. But it was inspired by Dale Wedig's award. It looks like an Oscar. Dale Wedig's a professor of metals at Northern Michigan University, and he has aluminum cast award that he made for this event.
And that's one thing that also bears mentioning is the award that's given out every year is also created locally by someone from our community, and again, we're doing it this year.
Yeah, and the award looks like an Oscar, so we thought, okay, we have to class it up a little bit. And so red carpet, you're going to see a lot more decorations than normal, and we're also encouraging everyone to dress in black or white and have this kind of black and white theme. So very, very special event.
And everybody's welcome. It is open for folks to come and attend and check out things that are going on at the Arts and Culture Center. And if people do want to find out more about what's happening there with all of the classes, all of the programs, and maybe they've got an art-related startup they want to do, find out more information, how can they get a hold of you and find out more with the Arts and Culture Center?
First of all, always feel free to stop down at the Art Center. It's your Art Center. We're located in the lower level of the Peter White Public Library. You can call us at 228-0472. You can visit our Facebook site. We're available in many different ways. And this is the People's Art Center, and this is the night to celebrate it this Friday. It's free. Everybody's welcome. You don't have to be an artist to attend. So please come down, bring your family, and check it out. There's going to be some amazing performances. So if you want to see youth theater perform Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, don't miss this night.
That's right. There is performances. There's going to be comments from some of the winners. There's going to be some recognition. I know there's a special award that is recognizing Pat O'Day for all of her work. Mm-hmm. And it all gets going then what time on Friday?
This Friday, 6 p.m., begins the reception, 7 o'clock, the awards ceremony, and afterglow at the Landmark Lobby, 8:30.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.